very few people had any idea there were any difficulties or troubles with my man, my relationship, or my marriage. I never shared any details of the lie. I had made a bargain, and I stayed the course. When it was over, it was over. There was no lead-up of troubles, no discussions or requests of help, just the appearance of normal times, and then no longer together. The barriers I had created, the untruth that lived and breathed through my existence and my encounter stretched into long years of personal neglect and unspoken cries. There was a silent and unsurpassable rift between me and everyone I was in relationship with. The people I loved and respected and was closest to, I was cut off from. My own fear of disclosure, his ongoing secret, the pain and discomfort and distress had no bridge or way across. I desperately wanted to be heard, to be understood, and explain the cause of my torment and pain. It wasn't to be. I was tongue-tied and fear-encrusted and holding on to my role with a death grip. I was a tough customer. I could take it, I told myself. The tougher it was, the stronger I became, and the more I would be rewarded at some future date. Well, that future date never came. His battle cry for my place in his drama and his fear was, "This is who I am. Accept me."
I won't send roses or hold the door. I won't remember which dress you wore. My heart is too much in control. The lack of romance in my soul will turn you gray, kid. So stay away, kid.
When one Friday afternoon, I was drawn to the Mac and Mabel 1974 cast album starring Robert Preston and Bernadette Peters, I lost it. The song relates an older Mac Sennett explaining to a young, infatuated Mabel Normand what a relationship with him would mean. Jerry Herman summed up the sentiments beautifully.
Forget my shoulder when you're in need. Forgetting birthday is guaranteed. And should I love you, you would be the last to know. I won't send roses, and roses to you. So my pace is frantic, my temper's crossed, with words romantic, I'm at a loss. I'd be the first one to agree that I'm preoccupied with me, and it's inbred, kid. So keep your head, kid. In me you'll find things like guts and nerves, but not the kind things that you deserve. And so while there's a fighting chance, just turn and go. I won't send roses, and roses to you. So
my man could have sung this song, man. He could have been that guy. He was older. He was damaged. He was a tortured, cemented soul parading around in an accommodating nice guy performance suit, oblivious to his fatal flaws, but draped in them. There it was. Herman's death lyric played out the emotion of an infatuated Mabel entering the bargain and accepting what is offered with no thought to what the choice will mean in the future, giving up on roses.
Or stuff like that. So who wants chocolate. They'd make me fat, and I can get along just fine without a gushing Valentine. And I'll get by, kid, with just the guy, kid.
Immediately. I agreed early in my relationship with my man that I would not need roses. I wouldn't need any of it. The mistake of accepting less than you need and convincing yourself you would be fine was the ultimate heartbreaker. I was left out on a limb of my own choosing. Good luck getting off that limb without the fire department, the SWAT rescue team, and every known form of coaxing you could find. I was young. I didn't understand the bargain I had made. I didn't understand the choice I had given up, and I didn't understand how it would betray me. I was caught up in the youth and rapture of being in love. It took a long time to release the recriminations. So, who needs roses?